B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Sam.
Dr. Bastardo.
How are you doing?
I'm congested. It's in the lungs. It's in my sinuses. And it's been lingering for almost 5 days now.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused.
What do you mean, doctor?
I was just wondering if you could set me straight as to why it is that I'm calling you, but you didn't call me.
I didn't think it was needed. I'm using regular cold medicine.
Okay, the NyQuil and the nasal spray. Yeah, you didn't think it was needed.
Not at this point. I don't want to waste your time. You're a busy man. You don't need Stan calling you up every time he gets a sniffle.
Yeah, well, you want me coming down there telling you how to do a radio show?
No.
You let me do my job.
All right, but I let you do your job if I think I need you. I'm just battling a little cold.
I think you do because, first of all, it's going around.
Well, is this something that an antibiotic will cure, or does it have to get just better on its own?
Well, first of all, we can't just hand out antibiotics like that. It could be viral. We got to see what it is first.
Yeah, you got your viral, something that's viral, and then what's the other one?
Or bacterial.
And it's the antibiotics that will take care of the bacterial, but the viral has to get better on its own.
You know, there are certain medicines that have antiviral properties, but it's generally a little more difficult to treat.
Right.
But look, well, my big concern here is what I've been hearing.
What's the matter? What have you been hearing?
You know, I understand that it's affecting you and, your respiratory system.
Yes.
And you just don't feel so hot overall.
I don't. And it's, but, I'm coughing. The spasmodic cough, the sleepless nights.
As your doctor, I feel like I should just tell you to take a couple of days off.
Well, you know as well as I do, Doc, it's the same thing with you. You can't, even if you're feeling bad, you can't take a couple of days off. Who's going to do this?
You know as well as I do. I got a lot of patients, and several of them listen to you.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling you today is the word unlistenable was used. They say that you have been just a raging lunatic.
What are you talking? I'm not being a raging lunatic. I'm trying to do the show, but...
Look, let me shoot straight with you. The word a-hole was used.
Oh, who's telling you that? You know,
more than one person.
You know, all right, I'll be honest with you, Ray.
And then I hear you made a 14-year-old girl cry.
I didn't make an old 14-year-old girl. See, that's what happens. It's like playing that game telephone line. One person tells another person, and if you didn't hear it, Dr. Bastardo, don't say that I made a 14-year-old girl cry. I didn't.
And then you said something nasty about Martina Navratilova?
No, I was in support of what happened with her. See, you don't know what's going on. I didn't make a 14-year-old girl cry. Some guy called up, wanted stuff, and I was a little short with him, and he got all bent out of shape that I made him look bad.
Look, Stan, as your friend and as your doctor, what you're saying makes no sense. You sound scatterbrained to me. I'm very concerned.
Well, then what do you recommend, Doc?
You want to know where I heard it from?
Where'd you hear it from?
I heard it from Dr. Imbroglio.
What? Dr. Imbroglio?
But then again, he's always dramatic. He's always involved in some sort of ridiculous nonsense. It's always drama with him. So I take it with a grain.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I don't know how many doctors will actually sit around and listen to the show. Maybe he was told by somebody. See, you're getting it like third or fourth hand. I'm a likable guy, Doc. You know me.
There's lots of doctors listening to your show. You remember the bald fellow that we golfed with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Dr. Alopecia.
Yeah. Dr. Alopecia, he was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time with him. But listen.
Yes.
Yes, what do we do about
what
this?
Here's
what we do about it. Nasty! I'm going to call you in.
Yeah.
Something that might ease your symptoms. Okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to call in for you is a mild sedative.
What? That's TV stuff. There's no saying what a mild sedative. That's what they give like a hysterical woman in the emergency room. Doc, what can you do for her? I've given her a mild sedative. What do you mean you're going to give me a mild sedative? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm giving you a mild sedative so it'll calm you down so you stop hemorrhaging listeners.
I'm sorry. I don't feel good. I think I'm a little feverish, too. Are you smoking, doctor? Are you smoking? You're at the office, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out back. Yes, I have patients waiting. But you know what? I'm a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
for Christ's sake.
Enjoy the smoke. What do you call? You're calling me in a mild sedative. You mean this is, something that is going to calm me down. Is it going to help with my congestion? Is it going to help with the fluid in my lungs?
Well, if this doesn't get better, is it in your throat?
Yeah, it's in my throat. It's in my lungs. It's in my head. What are you going to give me other than a mild sedative?
Well, you say you've been, what have you been taking now?
I've been taking ibuprofen. I've been using the nasal spray, nighttime, that Alka-Seltzer nighttime cold medicine at night, trying to, help me sleep.
You still shotgunning that albuterol like I showed you?
I did. I take two hits of it a night before I go to bed to keep the lungs open.
All right.
So I'm doing everything right. That's why I didn't call you.
You still taking that Alka-Seltzer stuff?
I just told you I'm taking that. I take it at night before I go to bed. You told me to stop taking the tabs that's fizz because of my gas problems. You said go straight to the liquid gels.
And you did.
I did. I take two liquid gels a night. But here's the other thing. They're good for 4 hours, so I take them at 10 o'clock at night, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, it's wearing off, and I'm all congested up again.
Just for while you have this, I want you to go back to the fizz.
You want me to go back to the fizz?
Just for a day or two. And if this doesn't straighten out, I'm going to send you to a specialist.
I don't need to go to a specialist. I've got a cold, Dr. Bastardo. I got a cold.
What you're going to do is if this doesn't get better, I'm going to send you to see Dr. Thrush.
And Dr. Thrush specializes in what?
Well, he's an ENT, and he'll find out,
Dr. Thrush. Yeah, it's an appropriate job for him. Dr. Thrush. How long have you known him? Is he a good guy?
I've known him for a couple of years now.
Okay, the last time I got a referral, you found me the most expensive guy.
He moved here from Boone, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you, will he take my insurance?
And what are the odds that when he lived in Boone, North Carolina, he treated a member of Pat Boone's family?
Okay, that's great.
And you know that's Daniel Boone.
No, I guess there is some relation. I guess Pat Boone, Debbie Boone are distant relatives to really Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone, and they call it Boone, North Carolina.
I understand
so
that.
What are the odds that he treats somebody named Boone in Boone, North Carolina? It's related to all of them. Pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, is Dr. Thrush on my insurance? When you send me to the foot doctor the last time, he wasn't. I had to get a different foot doctor, and you nearly blew your top because you didn't get your cut. It's all about money for you, isn't it? It's all about a lot of money. How much you making off? How much you making off a thrush?
You saying you had problem with Dr. Bunyan?
Dr. Bunyan wasn't on my insurance. I had to pay straight out of pocket if I went to your referral. I had to go to somebody else who was on my insurance, which is why I'm asking you about Dr. Thrush, the one who worked with Pat Boone in Boone County, related to Daniel Boone.
We didn't have this problem until we started electing Kenyon's president.
Will you stop with that? You know what? I'm feeling worse right now. This is taking every bit of energy out of me.
We're going to get you that mild sedative. You're going to keep taking the ibuprofen. You're going to flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
Okay. Yeah.
And, by the way,
yes.
Is your fiance sick?
No, she hasn't caught anything yet. She seems to be fine.
I haven't heard anything back from Bulbasini. Did she go to get her hoo-ha check yet?
She goes next month.
All right.
All right.
Well, why am I surprised, you know? Middle-aged man knocking on death's door, making people angry, and she's right as rain.
Huh? I'll head to my pharmacy after I get out.
You got any swelling?
Swelling?
Yeah, swelling? You got any swelling? Yeah.
Swelling where?
Anywhere. No, swelling? Any swelling?
I don't think there's no maybe my glands a little bit. Okay,
look, what I want you to do is I want you to make a fist, and then as hard as you can, I want you to go right under your rib cage and hit yourself. Okay?
Why?
Just do it, please.
Now?
Yes. As hard as you can.
But my heart is under there.
Yes, I will hit it as hard as you can.
I'm not going to punch my heart.
I would be there, and I would do it myself, but we're over the phone. Let's just get this out of
the
way.
All right, what I got to do?
I just want you to hit yourself as hard as you can right under the rib cage.
With a closed fist, as hard as I
yes.
can. All right. Am I supposed to feel anything?
Yeah, did that hurt?
Yes, it hurt, but it's getting up the phlegm.
There you go. You're welcome.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. Thank you.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Boy, I'm glad the weekend's over. I'll tell you about it, but right now, you got to bear with me. Haney and I are watching Paris burn. The cathedral of Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, it's burning. There was apparently like $6 point something million worth of renovation going on at the Grand Cathedral where Quasimodo lived. And the scaffolding, something caught on fire. The roof is completely gone at Notre Dame. The cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris. Gone. And I'm watching it. There were reports, and I see a hose on it now. But yeah, there were reporters saying that the fire department wasn't doing a whole heck of a lot, and people were standing around watching it like it was a spectacle, which it is.
Well, that's because all the churches have to come down to be replaced by mosques.
Oh, I don't know. It could be a conspiracy. It could be. But, you know, this I was in that. I was in that building.
In the great Notre Dame fire?
Yeah. Well, before the fire. But they say, look at it. They said the everything is burning. Nothing will remain from the frame of the great cathedral. I saw one of the little tower things fall over. This thing's been around forever, and it's burning.
Yeah.
Look.
You know, Stan, that's an icon of Western civilization, and Western civilization, as we know, is racist.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was deliberately set. Oh, is there more fires?
It's just getting bigger. It's just getting more fuel. A lot of priceless antiques in there.
And I've said this before. The Vatican especially. You go into Notre Dame. I got to talk to him, too. He's part of the bad weekend. There is, you go down one hallway, and there's priceless
opulence.
Yeah, they could cure world hunger by selling one or two of their little deals.
What's fueling that right now are things that were handcrafted centuries ago.
A lot of your oil paintings, greasy oils, and stuff like
and
that.
And real wood.
Yeah, and real...
And quality hardwoods that will burn forever.
And they've dried.
Yep.
There's no more sap in them. This is disturbing.
No, you're right about the sap, but they're polished all the time.
The lacquer.
So they got a lot of fuel for those quality hardwoods.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of pledge use.
Yep. A lot of lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon oil.
Shining it up. A lot of... Just oils. A lot of oil paintings, oil for the wood, oil. A lot of, some of the lights and stuff, oil. A lot of that. That's it's so disturbing.
You know, they managed to light that place with candles for hundreds of years and never had a problem.
Nothing happened. They say the roof has completely collapsed. And it's raging. Now, you can see the scaffolding for the repairs is burning, but underneath that scaffolding is the cathedral.
Yep. By the way, I'm sorry if the music's thrown you or anything.
Yeah, you're the throne.
But, yeah, I mean, we're just mandated. It's everywhere. We have to.
I know.
Don't have to draw attention to it.
My girlfriend watched it last night. I took the 45 minutes, hour, however long it was.
54.
I stayed on the computer. Something about somebody found out who their real father is.
I don't want any spoilers because there may come a day that you watch the show.
I got to start. What season are they in? I got to start with season.
Eight.
I got to start with season one. But I'll tell you, I think they might have a hit. I think it's ending though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
I just want to make.
There's only five episodes left.
I just want to say something to my buddy Dave the Waterman, who stopped by here so everybody can see the bandage on his nose.
Your buddy?
No.
Yeah. Well. I thought, I thought.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and I'll say this and just calmly go to a commercial break.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, pal. Good. You're my buddy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were getting along good last night, huh? When we were at the Pop Evil show. We're getting along good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always, yeah. Well, we always get along.
They opened for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what I heard with a lot of, hey, look at me. Here's the deal.
No.
I after the meet and greet, I left. And you stayed because you were part of the crew.
Yep.
Just yes or no. I don't want to get in an argument with you.
No problem.
When I come into work and I have multiple people stopping me and saying, "Better do something."
What?
Just yes or no.
Yeah.
Please. You were aware of the VIP area, were you not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You were.
You know, he may have been entertaining.
Yeah. He wouldn't know.
Were you? You had a guest?
No, he did not.
Oh, man.
No, he didn't. No.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, that's another story.
No, it's okay.
For Friday.
Yeah. What's up?
I thought that was all.
It's good, dude. Trust me.
So, you were aware of the VIP? We were in there hanging out with some folks.
Absolutely.
Before the show. So, you're aware of
that. If you ever are at an event and you wonder where VIP is and you get eyeballs on Dave, go, hey, Dave, where is it? He knows.
He's in it.
Yep.
Were you, yes or no, were you asked by management to stay by the VIP area to check for wristbands?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're so far so good. Did you, without permission at any time, leave your post when certain members of management came by and saw the checkpoint chickie where you were supposed to stand guard unoccupied? Yes or no?
I stepped away, yes.
Yes.
Was it unoccupied? No.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Allow me. He was.
Allow me.
Dave.
Because I'm not going to deal with this today. Because this is
ridiculous. Not today. Not today.
The term dropping the ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I will write the. You know what? I'm not going to write the names down. You know who they are.
Oh, I know.
I was told by more than one.
Oh, my God.
You were supposed to stand.
Because they're out to get us.
You were supposed to stand at checkpoint. You just follow the rules. You were supposed to stand at checkpoint Chicky to check wristbands.
Mm-hmm. I was there to help out
you
check wristbands, yes.
Walked away from your checkpoint.
Right.
It was vacant.
No, it was not.
And there was a new tech that thought it upon himself, I better go and stand here
at the checkpoint chicky
because it's unguarded. And at which time managers came over and said, "Where's Dave?" The person said, "I figured it was left unattended. I better stand here."
Are you kidding?
Did Dave ask you to stay there and take over? No, I saw it vacant.
Oh, that
who's throwing you under the bus, Dave?
Somebody is trying to throw me under the bus once again. Did I step away? Absolutely. I had to
Without
use the
permission?
Restroom. I went to use the restroom and
any,
I came back.
Any
and
stage
then
time?
I get scolded
any
about
stage
it.
Time?
Oh, and that was the other thing, that he didn't stay at Checkpoint Chicky because he wanted to go and be where the action is.
What is? How does this stuff get started?
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on the show today, we're going to have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Also, we haven't done this in a while. Easiest game we play, and we got a ton of great prizes this week. Reverse Name That Tune.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the I'm Thinking of a Color game.
Nah, that one was too easy. That was, even Dave would win those.
Yeah.
And then Wayback Machine later on today. Captain Lazaro, retired U.S. Naval Reserve, heard about Dave leaving his post. Here's what.
And you know what? He only retired because he'd done everything he could possibly do.
Here's what the captain had to say, and it's the truth.
Your first general order is, quote, I will not leave my post until properly relieved, end of quote. Under the UCMJ, during a time of war, which we are still in, Dave could be court-martialed and executed still by hanging. Oh, correction. That is General Order 5. General Order 1 is taking charge of your post, but he already probably violated that one as well.
Well, General Order 1 in our context is don't embarrass Stan and Haney.
Yeah, yep. That's our rule number one. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Oh, I do this for Haney on Mondays.
Motivational Monday. No, we don't need this.
Yeah,
guess which color provides the biggest boost for motivation and energy? The color green. Surrounding yourself with a bit of green provides a boost in motivation. Also, a glimpse of the color green sparks creativity. Research shows green is associated with growth. Take a walk in the park. What? Enjoy the trees. Get motivated.
No.
And create.
No.
Motivational Monday.
Crap.
Oh, it's tax day.
Today is April 15th, tax deadline day. To help, here are some exciting tax tips from your friends at the Department of Treasury. Remember, while waiting in line at the post office, you're likely to experience shoving, cursing, and rude behavior. And that's just from the postal workers. Also, please keep in mind that you must be officially employed as a taxi or Uber driver in order to write off your middle finger as a dependent. And finally, please be aware that any funds spent on 2018's worst films, The Happy Time Murders or 50 Shades Freed, can be classified as a charitable donation. The Department of Treasury wishes you good luck with your taxes and says, way to wait until the last minute again, moron.
This cost me some money over the weekend.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations.
That's right.
You are once again the Masters champion.
Ouch.
Now, when did you make the bet?
A couple of years ago, about 3 years ago.
And the bet was?
A buddy of mine, I bet him $100 that Tiger Woods would never win another major. He won a major. Sunday at Augusta.
The Masters. You know what? Good for him.
Good for him. I was probably the only person in America
cursing his name.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
All right, I'm just going to ask. Now, I know you wouldn't do it, but in light of the wager and the fact that Tiger was in contention,
yeah.
Did you have anything at all to do with the security guide, like the security guard sliding into third base at Tiger's knee? Was that you?
You know what? And as horrible as that is, when I saw it, I was, ooh, what happened? I have to admit it. I was, ooh.
Because you were getting nervous.
What do we have here? Yes, I did.
So as Tiger was hopping around, you were going, hey!
Yep. Withdraw. Withdraw now. Yeah.
Dave, what is it with the kids now? They wear, like, green hair, and they're all gangster, and...
Call it.
Absolutely.
I'm not expecting you to talk
describe
to
what to him what you described to me.
Just the girls and female rappers in general, they've got
so they would be
bright green hair, a lot of
so where
cats.
Normally they would be hot and wearing blonde hair. Now they get gangstered up and wear green hair and
green, pink, blue hair. Yeah, you know.
And do they have boyfriends?
No, I think most of them are probably on the lesbian side.
Okay.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just like scissoring, I guess.
A lot of interracial stuff, too.
Yeah, there's no holds bar now.
You ever, when you were raising hell, you know, in your late teens and early 20s.
Oh, you're not talking about this past weekend.
No, I'm talking about then. Did you ever think there would be a day where you'd be looking back and going, man, these kids are out of control.
No way. I thought we took it to the most extreme, but no.
Most days are gone. They're 45-year-old man.
Well, these people are taking it to another level, and
it's just a level you can't get with.
I can't comprehend it. Okay. And I party hard.
Yeah, you do. Let's check in with our favorite girl.
Oh, and God. Now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why did I lie to the guy I'm dating and tell him I'm into Game of Thrones? He's so excited for the premiere, he asked me over for dinner to watch it. I didn't even know what it was. He kept texting me, "Do you like GOT?" G-O-T. I had no idea what GOT was. Then I figured out it stood for Game of Thrones. I thought it was a video game. What do I know? I thought it was like Dungeons and Dragons and was about to dump this guy. So now I'm sitting here binge-watching GOT. Ooh, I kind of like this character. He's hot. Oh, they killed him? What? Why are they killing all the stars of the show? What kind of messed up game is this? How does she have such great makeup in that time period? Ugh, I bet guys really stunk back then. I'd like to have a castle.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's
sure
Head.
It is. Don't stay there too long. Climb out. Oh, I got a tax song for you.
The IRS will get you if you don't report your money. So declare all of your earnings, because an audit won't be funny. If there's cash under your mattress, don't think they won't find out, because they'll monitor your phone calls and hack into your account. The IRS will get you if you don't report your money. So declare all of your earnings, cause an audit won't be funny. If you hide your savings in an offshore bank far away, you could land in prison getting sodomized each day.
Stan, can I ask a question?
I'll try to answer it for you.
If the IRS knows everything,
yeah,
why do we have to fill out taxes?
I've asked that before in the past.
If they already know everything, it's basically they're just trying to entrap you to see if you forget something.
Correct. They know what you're being taken out of your paycheck. They collect the money. It's just them, after they sit on the interest, giving it back to you. I don't know.
So I would think that, you know, we have quantum computing now.
Yeah, they could just spit out the checks.
And that they would know what they're supposed to take out of your paycheck.
Correct.
And this whole fiasco is unnecessary.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with you. You're talking about millennials and kids today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they were wearing odd colored hair, a lot of homosexuality, and you said gold teeth.
Yeah, gold teeth.
Fake gold teeth.
Are those grills?
Yeah, little caps, yeah.
Caps.
Yep.
Now, do you find that attractive?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you'd kind of like
the
gold.
Well, it just depends, I guess. But no, not really.
I got a picture of you with a grill.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
There are lots of pictures of him. We got the picture of him being the copper tone boy.
Yep. Yeah. Sick. A couple in Ohio got annoyed by a group of teachers protesting across the street from their house. They live across from an elementary school, and the teachers have been on strike for weeks. Plus, people honk in support of the teachers as they drive by. So this couple thought it would be funny if they baked the teachers some cookies.
Uh-oh.
Filled with laxatives. They probably would have gotten away with it.
I thought teachers were already immune to that because it's been done so many times.
Probably would have gotten away with it, but this couple decided it would be even more hilarious.
To gloat?
To gloat and film it.
We're going to be humble, and we're going to give them laxative cookies.
5 milligrams each. And it's the gentle laxative. So it's going to gently
work its way through your system.
Oh, by the way, we sent them cookies.
Yeah. And then post it on Facebook. That's how they got them.
Well, that's not fair. Just because you post something on Facebook doesn't mean you should get in trouble.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, they told anybody that directly told them. They just posted it on Facebook. Cops can't use that, can they?
Yeah, they can track you down.
Not like,
and once they catch you, then they'd be like Dave. They take him in a room and he sings like a canary.
Yep, we are all suckers. I'm sure you saw the article, Stan, about how the cops are using Google now.
Yeah, listen to everything you say.
They listen to everything you say, and this one guy, I think it was in Arizona, cooled his heels in jail for a week, charged with murder, and this guy truly had no idea where this is coming from, because you know how they do. They just treat you like you're guilty, and he's going, no, I really don't know why you have me in handcuffs. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I don't know the victim. I have no idea what... Well, let's just go ahead and send you downtown. You can think about what you've done. But I haven't done anything. Yeah, that's what they all say.
He was spying.
They were spying, and they found his phone through the electronic records of where his phone had been with the GPS. And then they had a witness that placed his car near the scene, and another witness had said, I saw somebody shoot him outside from that car, like a drive-by. So he's in jail for a week before the police discover that, like, his mother's ex-boyfriend routinely borrowed his car.
Yeah, who was borrowing his phone?
Yeah, it was, like, in his glove box or something.
Uh-huh.
And so they let him go and arrested the other guy. But he sat there for a week with his mind blown because they're telling him, we know you did this murder. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's a different world.
You could see that, couldn't you, Dave?
Yeah. No, I got something for you coming up.
Yeah. 33-year-old
woman in Philadelphia told some road workers. That's always good to hear a 33-year-old woman walking around in Philadelphia and you see some road workers go up and talk to them. She went up to these road workers and said she needed to pee. And asked if she could duck down between their trucks to do her business. This was all...
I'm sure they said it was inappropriate.
Yeah, right. That's when she took the opportunity to jump into one of the trucks and steal the truck. She didn't get far.
She stole the vehicle and was actually pursued by other city workers that saw their vehicle being stolen by this female. And it was stopped in around the intersection and the arrest was made by Philadelphia police officers.
Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
There is new software that you can get to help you beat your porn addiction.
That's not good, man.
Every superhero has strengths and weaknesses.
Colossal Man.
Superpower. Strength. My weakness? Porn. Bet you didn't see that one coming. Covenant Eyes is software for all your devices that actually helps you quit porn. Here's how it works. Covenant Eyes can detect when porn is viewed. After you've struggled, Covenant Eyes creates a report of your activity. Then it sends that report to an ally of your choosing.
Here's
and this connection
like a
to a
book.
Friend takes you out of isolation and gives you the hope and encouragement you need to win the next battle.
There's no need for that.
You know, if you're turning to solutions like that, you may as well just enjoy the porn.
Yeah. Haney, good news. Chris Davis finally got a hit.
Oh, no. Look, Tiger wins. Yeah. You lose the bet. Yeah. Now my guy's hitting baseballs again.
The streak is
damn
over.
It.
Porcello out of the full windup. Davis is going to get one. Base hit into right field. And Sadie will score. Smith will score. RBIs 1 and 2. And for Chris Davis, it's over, baby. We're not talking
nice, and
about
picks
it
up
anymore.
A couple of ribbies.
Yep.
Davis himself asking for the baseball.
Yeah, he wants to keep the ball. He went 0 for 50. He had gone 54 at-bats without a hit.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine about that. I can't make up my mind of which sport is more superstitious, baseball or hockey.
They're both very superstitious. Very. Well, they've been around for so long. One originating in Canada. Another one, America's pastime, and they have their superstitions. Simpsons last night. They made fun of being owned by Disney. Disney bought the Simpsons. You know, we used to go to Universal to see all the Simpson rides. It's Disney property now.
Homer Simpson here, proud addition to the Disney family and soon appearing on Disney Plus. I, for one, salute our new corporate overlords. Now, family, put on the mouse ears. You only get one chance to make a first impression.
I don't wanna, I'm not gonna, you can't make me.
Put on the ears, boy.
You know, I know it's hard for you to imagine now, but when the Simpsons first appeared, they were the farthest thing from being considered mainstream Disney-type entertainment.
Tracy Ullman show.
Yep. And we need to boycott this. It is filthy.
There was a lot of that.
Now, The Simpsons has not changed in its look or its sensibilities. Hasn't really changed, but society has.
Yep. That's why they had to get rid of Apu.
The problem with Apu. You know, up in Delaware, where Biden's from?
Yeah.
You can't go into a convenience store without a slight Indian accent.
He said that. He said that. Mm. Good luck, Mr. Vice President. This one, I almost... somebody who was at home watching the garbage men come by...
Well, it's entertaining.
You know, they're getting their garbage and said, wait a second.
Remember back in the old days when they'd really have the flare and they'd swing the barrels around and roll them?
Well, the garbage truck is coming up. Guy's looking at the garbage man take his garbage. And he says, wait a second. That looks like somebody I know. And yeah, unfortunately it was. And I look at this as... He asked him not to release this video, but the person didn't. It's gone everywhere now. Some guy saw Artie Lang doing community service. They put him on a garbage truck. And he's in the
Artie?
Yeah, he's riding back, emptying the barrels and jumping on the truck. And,
haven't they realized you can't fix...
And he asked the guy, don't let this get around.
Artie did?
Yeah, here, take a listen. This is the guy who came out of his house.
What a jerk.
You're going to keep this quiet, right? I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I love you.
No one will ever know.
Take care.
Take care.
I feel kind of bad.
Yep. He asked him nicely.
Yep. And he's doing
and that's
it
what you get.
For community service, and that's what you get. That's too bad. Yeah, he posted it on Twitter. You know, he's just got to do his part to take... Grab bag. I'm watching
the
Cathedral of Notre Dame burn.
If Artie was, 19 or something, yeah, by all means, all the tough love you got. At this point...
It doesn't help.
The fact that he's alive...
Is a miracle.
Just let him be.
Yeah.
Let him be.
We're going to come back, take your phone calls, find out what's on your mind. Got a lot of prizes this week. Also coming up, 4 o'clock safe word. We're going to play reverse name that tune. Easy for you to win some of these great prizes. Also later on today, the Wayback Machine.
I don't know why, but that just struck a nerve. It made me angry
yes.
That they've got Artie Lang out there
on a garbage truck. Yep, bothers me too. We'll be back.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry, just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. 277-9600 if you'd like to participate. It's a 239 area code. I'll go over the price. Man, we got prizes this week.
Life is just like walking through a minefield.
Of course it is.
Notre Dame burn today.
I got information on that, too. Jeez, this is bad. The entire interior structure is, they had to remove for the renovation. I guess they got 16 statues out of there prior to the fire breaking out because they were renovating.
Now they've got saints buried in there, don't they?
They got a lot. Yes. They're hopefully deep enough. What is causing this fire to burn like it is? They said this is staggering. 52 acres of 900-year-old lumber, and it's going up like a twig. The ground was broken for Notre Dame in 1163. It was finished in 1345. Yeah, they got the concrete on the 52 acres of lumber make up the interior of the cathedral, and it's all burning. They say that the...
And they started construction in 11 what?
1163.
Good Lord.
It is going to completely burn out the lumber that is the inner walls of the cathedral.
The ancient lumber. Yeah.
900-year-old lumber. 52 acres.
Now, do they have any idea whether this is malicious or an accident?
I haven't seen anything pop up.
I haven't
yet.
Either.
The reporters are saying, and they're making the analogy, this thing has been around completed in the 1300s, that they have never seen anything like this. That here we are in 2019. This thing has gone through war and everything.
I'll bet you it's a jihadi got in there.
This is bad. Now it's they've been going over like $6 million plus in renovations.
And you have to know this, Stan. When I say this, it's hate speech. That's Western civilization burning.
Roman Catholic Church, 277-9600. By the way, and I'll go over the prizes. Dave would know this, and Haney, you're up to date on this. I saw in the Naples Daily News, we have in the state of Florida so many invasive species that don't belong here that are ruining everything.
Well, we've talked about it so many times. Plant, animal, insect. It seems like anything that can live on Earth can live here.
Maybe they
can't live other places, but they can live here.
They came up with, this is in the Naples Daily News today, the 10 least wanted invasive species that are here right now in the state of Florida. And of course, not surprising, the number one is the Burmese pythons. Number one. They're running amok.
Well, I mean, you know, like when we had our day fishing and you're out there hoping to catch a nice, juicy native fish and have it sliced up on the grill. No, you catch instead an Amazonian river fish.
Yeah. Here we go. Burmese python, number one.
We could do without.
Yep. Number two. Big problems. I remember over where I lived, there was a couple of years. Feral hogs.
That are
just tearing up everything. Some things I didn't know. Number three, cane toads. Now you got to realize these toads, they were probably shipped over when like polywogs, tadpoles, and then they take.
Are these the ones and are these the ones that whenever it rains that there's like a million of them?
I don't know that because there's another.
Because I know over on the other coast they have gotten so infested and so bad that when you get a couple of days of rain they'll clog up pool filters and everything else.
Well, I'll get it. That's I think further down the list.
Okay.
Because number four.
Wrong pest.
Yeah, lionfish.
Mm-hmm.
That you know about them?
Oh yeah, man.
Are they aquarium fish?
I think that they're from the South Pacific, but they've been
aquarium
fish that people they get really
yeah,
big
and then they let them go.
They have no known natural enemy, and the thing is now is fishermen are trying to capture them and use them for food.
Absolutely.
I was at the grocery store this weekend. They had as a sample try some lionfish.
Really?
Yeah, because they want you to eat them. I passed.
You know what?
I passed on it.
You already got away with that with tilapia. We don't need any more aquarium
That's
fish.
That's it, lionfish. Here's the one that you might be thinking of. Invasive species in Florida. These are the top. Cuban tree frogs.
Mm-mm.
These are the ones that are up in the trees.
Mm-mm.
Cuban tree, you know, you see them stuck to your glass after it rains and all that.
Yeah.
So you got your cane toads.
No, it's the cane toad, I think, is the one I was thinking about.
They're kind of like round, and they look like a toad, where the Cuban tree frog looks like a tree frog.
Yeah. Looks vaguely Cuban.
Yep. A little bit. How many have you, and I've seen these where I live, there's a lot of them after it rains. The giant African land snails.
Yes.
You ever go and see the big snails climbing up on the walls and all that stuff?
No, I haven't seen those.
Oh, these things, if your kids see them or you want to get near these deals, they're huge.
I stepped on one last night after the rain.
And what are these? Are these pets?
No. They're an
How did they get here then?
They're an invasive species, and the thing is, they carry so many diseases. They carry meningitis that can affect humans if you mess with them. Tell your kids, you see the big snail, and they read their little cartoons.
It's like you can't play in the yard anymore.
Stay away from the giant African land snails.
I'm glad that stuff wasn't around when I was a kid. We just had like a couple of box turtles we played with.
It's bad news. Number seven. You know about this up in Cape Iguanas.
Oh, yeah.
And these things get
huge. Oh, and they're in the park, too.
Yeah.
I've seen them running across the road, man.
Number eight.
And that's fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
They breed like mad.
And I know the patient zero for that in the park was my old neighbor, Vern.
I remember Vern.
Yeah. Vern's a good guy. He just likes to drink from sunup to pass out.
He would release his iguanas?
And I remember one day he comes over, "Hey, buddy, I got a new buddy here." He's got him on his shoulder. And he'd go get in his hammock in the backyard and just sit there with the iguana, and was honestly surprised when one day he was laying in the hammock drinking beer, closed his eyes, rested his eyes for a second, and it was gone.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah. Well, now they're everywhere.
I got a few more to go. Let me go to the phones here and see if somebody wants to add to it. Ahoy, who's this?
That's Chris from Naples.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I just got blown away there because Dave was actually right. The lionfish do come from the South Pacific. They're actually in the Caribbean as well. But
he knows his water stuff. I will never fault Dave on knowing it. That's how he got the name The Waterman.
Yeah, I remember that episode from 15 years ago when it was about him catching a little undersized snook one day, and that's when you guys gave him the waterman name.
No, it is. It goes back farther than that.
All right, well, regardless, the cane toad thing, and I think you guys probably know this, they are bad over here, but Haney, you were saying the East Coast. When I was younger, my grandmother lived in a trailer condominium place over there, but at night they would be everywhere across every lawn, and it's just they actually introduced them from Cuba because they were supposed to be released in the cane fields to keep down on mice and stuff because they're so damn big.
They'll eat mice. Yeah. They're disease carriers.
Yep, and they are getting really bad over here, and it's insane because unfortunately these things are so entrenched that now it's just there's not going to be eradication. It's just going to be trying to maintain the population. And I don't know if you saw the 17-foot python they caught just last week down in the Everglades.
Yep.
I mean, they have decimated the wildlife down there, and now they're saying that they've actually crossbred. There's a hybrid of them. There's rock pythons down there. I mean, it's just we're a virtual Brazilian rainforest.
Perfect habitat for them. Perfect habitat.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if they eat, the cane toad.
Well, I don't think anything does. There was also an article this morning, you were referring to the Naples Daily News, about the pygmy rattlesnake, which is being wiped out because of this little white worm that gets in it that's come from some non-native species.
Well, that's okay.
That is,
Haney's got a problem with the pygmy rattler.
They're still here for a reason. They all play a role in it, you know?
Yeah, well, so, I know. It's what these are invasive species. So, snails. And here's what else. Dave, again, with the water, they say this effect is affecting the oyster beds. Green mussels. What do you know about the green mussels?
Yeah, those have come over with freighters and stuff. Coming off the freighters and infecting the
oysters. But they get into the oyster beds. Yeah. And these things, are they're all clustered up, and they're bad news.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
I got a few more here, too. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Lou from the Cape.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing. You know what they're in denial about as well is the monitor lizards in the Cape Coral area.
I'll get that. That's also on my list. It's not the monitor. They're called a
vicious
tegu lizard. And they grow at about like 3-4 feet long, and they got the snake tongue, and these things are running around, and they look just like a monitor lizard, and they're mean.
Well, what's the difference?
Here's what they say, though. I was reading about it. These tegu, T-E-G-U lizards, they say that they are, don't worry, that they're not going to go and attack humans. They just tear up the greenery and
a monitor lizard would take down a kid in a heartbeat.
But they have this tegu lizard is what they're saying is the one that's really bad.
They are also capable of swimming underwater for an hour. My buddy snared four of them on Skyline and Veterans in Cape Coral in 1 month.
Yeah. Wow!
Really?
Yes.
Four.
Absolutely. Four of them in 30 days.
What happened to the days where you could jump into a lake and not worry about it?
Look left, look right.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the call.
Nah, any place that looks inviting to jump in and swim, at the very least, you'll come out covered in leeches.
You and I.
If not, you know, you'll come out with a cotton mouth clamped down on your armpit.
When we were this is 25 years ago, but you remember when you and I were on the other coast on the Indian River, water skiing and going into those little areas and jumping in and hanging out. And
yeah.
I wouldn't do that now. I mean, I probably shouldn't have done it then.
Why?
But we're in there. You know, who knows what the hell's going to grab you?
Well, that's true, because that's
And we're going all around and through the mangroves in there, and
I caught the alligator in the Indian River.
Yes,
and I guess that wouldn't be good if you wiped out at the wrong time.
You know, here's the.
That's why I always hung on, Stan.
Yep. No matter what, Annie would wipe out on a boogie board. You know, being towed.
Yeah.
He'd wipe out the boogie board would go, and. He wouldn't let go.
Yeah,
of the
just hang on.
And so as the wake is going, he's just going, papaya, pow. Papaya. He's not letting go till the boat stopped. And he's not letting go.
I looked at it like a rodeo.
Like barefooting out there.
Yep. It was crazy. The other thing, you know what else is on here? And it was between the green mussels and the tegu lizards. Feral cats. People letting their cats go. And them turning wild, and they're in every neighborhood and every plant. But you see them walking around at night, and then at night when they're mating. They say that is another.
Just cats?
Cats that they let go, and they go wild. And then they have wild babies.
Yeah, and then the pythons feed on them.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the top 10. And there's probably more. Makes you afraid.
I know those lionfish are real bad, man. That's
are you ever going to play my Rick Moranis song?
Oh, yeah. There, we'll do it going into the break here. I got to find it. You know what? I'll come up out of it and I'll play it before we play the game. Because when we come back, we're going to play reverse name that tune and give you a chance to win. And then I'll go over all the prizes.
You know what? I've got it, too.
No, I got time. We can do it when we come back.
Maybe we can double track it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. By the way, 4 o'clock safe. We're about 35 minutes away. 96 K-Rock.
Do you know about Rick Moranis?
Yeah, SCTV was Bob and Doug McKenzie, all that stuff.
He was a superstar with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared. You know why he disappeared?
Lupus?
Good guess. I would have gone with Lou Gehrig, but no, his wife passed away, and he had two young kids.
Well, raised him,
and he said,
"Yeah,
that's I've
He's got the
I've,
money."
He said, "I've made my money. Yep. I've had a damn good career, and I'm going to give it all
to
them."
Blame him.
And that record was the first thing that he did after years of not doing anything with entertainment.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
And a good guy.
Yep. All right, let's do this. This is the easiest game we got. I've got five hits. These were all hits. We're going to stick mainly to the 70s and 80s, one from 1990. These are all recognizable songs, should be so easy. I'm going to give you a clip, but the clip of the song is going to be backwards. Your job is to identify the artist and the song. Who did it? And the name of the song. We call it reverse name that tune.
First, and it is so, so easy.
It's amazing.
It sounds like it would be difficult, but it's not.
But it's not. First person to identify the artist in the song will win their choice of the following prizes. I have not seen a prize list like this in years. We got the Babaku Saw. We got Pewter Mug. We got Bam's Restaurant. We've got Carrabba's. We have Subway. We have golf at Arrowhead Golf Club, Eagle Ridge Golf Club, and Palmetto Pine Golf Club. You want to go to Rockville at the Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, May 3rd through the 4th, with Korn, Rob Zombie, Judas Priest, Shinedown, Tool,
what?
Papa Roach. It's huge. I got tickets for that. You want to go see the hologram of Dio with Jizzy Pearls, Love, Hate at the Barbara B. Man. I got that. We're loaded.
You talking about the man on the Silver Mountain?
Yeah!
The Holy Diver?
Yes, 277-9600.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones after we play the first reverse tune. Again, it's a clip. This one from the 70s. It's a no-brainer. I'm listening to these things, putting them together, and it's like it may as well be going forward because it sounds the same.
Well, we did normal name that tune, and then we did reverse, and we found that reverse, for some reason, is almost easier.
Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes sounds better. Name this hit from the 70s. I need the artist. I need the song. Then I'll release the phones.
I don't know why it is, man, but it's like you know it right away.
Yeah, you know that, Dave, don't you? Well, keep your mouth shut. You know what? Yeah, loose lip sync ships.
He doesn't really know.
He does. Of course he doesn't.
But he can't. He wouldn't. Even if he knew, he can't say, so he gets to take the win.
277-9600.
Damn, all right.
Damn right.
Artist and song. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, what is it?
I know it's Billy Joel. I just don't know the
first song. Well, then that day you don't win.
Well, you may be right.
Please.
You said it's Billy Joel.
Yeah, right. You may be right.
You might be right.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Can you do it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sean. You may be right by Billy Joel.
You may be right.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I want to party with this broad.
Yeah, you sound like fun. What would you like, sweetheart?
What do you want, son?
Hold it. Who's making the decisions?
I'm making the decisions. You got concert tickets, you said?
I got plenty of concert tickets. What do you want? You want to go to Rockville?
Let's go to Rockville.
All right, you're going to Rockville. Hold on. Line two.
A lot of enthusiasm there.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number two.
Wonder what it's like in her world. I bet the colors are brighter.
Oh, sure, there's Ferris wheels, candy corn, all that stuff.
Yep. Probably doesn't know half the bad stuff we do.
Melting ice cream cones.
Yeah. Yep. But it may be melting, but you giggle about it because for some reason it's funny.
Yeah.
Look, the ice cream's melting.
Yeah. Here we go, number two.
Instead of going, you know, that's super premium ice cream. It's melting.
Yeah, she didn't pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Got a different world.
Right. Number two, this one's from the 80s. This is a piece of cake. Name the artist and the song.
Immediately.
Yeah. Should be a no-brainer. 277-9600.
See, how we entertained ourselves in the 70s.
Yeah, just we did it with a record.
Yep, yeah. I had to do it manually. Yep. There,
you never know if there was a hidden message. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Fred.
Fred, can you do it?
I can. This is Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What would you like?
Carrabba's.
You got it, buddy. $50 to Carrabba's.
Nice score.
Great. Good job. Thank you.
Hold the line, buddy, okay?
Will do.
Thank you.
You know, we played this record when it was new.
I know.
And that whole album, people were nuts for
yep.
it.
Kick ass.
There was this one, then Appetite for Destruction, and then Rock ended.
Yeah, yeah. Bon Jovi, yeah. You know what? They try having a girlfriend from Jersey. Oh, God.
What, Springsteen and Jovi?
Oh, yeah. Bon Jovi, number one with her age group, and then accepts Springsteen as one of their own.
What about Piscopo? Have you brought up Piscopo?
I have not.
There's your ace.
I try to stay away from that topic.
There's your ace in the hole. Former Governor Tom Kane.
Yeah,
what about him?
What about him? Here we go.
What about a precocious Bobby Soxer by the name of Francis Albert Sinatra?
Yeah,
you heard
yeah.
of him?
Hoboken. This is from the 80s. Again, no brainer. Name the song. Here it is in reverse. Name the song and the artist to win a prize.
Took me a second.
Yeah, this one was a second.
Another record that was big.
Yep. Name it, 277-9600. Artist and song, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Drew.
Drew, do you think you can do it?
Is it Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard?
It is. Yes, sir.
See, it's easy.
It is easy. What would you like, buddy?
You got Rockville still.
Rockville.
Oh, you want to go to Rockville?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got to ride up to Jacksonville?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on. Let's go pop country ass. This was a huge hit in 1990.
I already know what it is.
Country ass.
I already know what it is. You don't have to play a note backwards or forward.
I know what it is.
But
that's why you're not playing the game.
Because I can name it in zero notes.
I know. That game ended. Going to play it for you in reverse. Artist, name of the song, I'll give you a little twist here, a little curve. It's a country ass. Name the song and the artist. A little country ass for you right there. Country music.
Country.
On the big K.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Country Mark Haney.
And I'm Cowboy Stan.
Yeah, Country Cowboy Stan. Yeah.
Yeah, they call me the Country Gentleman.
How about that, folks? Huh?
let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, can you do it?
I'm going to say Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Of course.
Of course.
What would you like, buddy?
I got to go with the Dio, man. We got to check that out.
Yeah, this thing sounds really cool. Hold the line, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
I'm big on social graces.
Think I'll slip on down
to the oasis. So I got friends in low places.
You know, I like him just fine. You know the other song I like that ranks right up with that? Two Pina Coladas. I was hooked on that song.
I will admit.
One for each hand.
I got that one wrong.
What'd you think it was?
I thought it was something else.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart?
Yeah.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
You can torture me.
I don't need your rocking chair.
You can play some Barry Manilow. Or you can play some
like this version too.
Like New Kids on the Block. Or any Village People song you know. Or play Vanilla Ice. Hey, you could play them twice, and you can play the Bee Gees any day. But Mr. DJ, please, I'm begging on my knees. I just can't take no more of Billy Ray.
Me too.
Don't play that song, that achy breaky song.
The most annoying song I know.
It was everywhere.
And if you play that
didn't
song,
we even on a hit station play song, that song?
I don't think so.
I swear to God, it was everywhere. Could have been written by a moron.
It was.
I know.
But now he's back on top.
Is he?
Yeah.
Thanks to his daughter?
No. Because his name is F-E-A-T, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
The guy that does that song I was telling you about that the Texas A&M people love.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That song I played.
Yeah. All right, we got one more here. I'm going to play it for you in reverse. First person to identify the artist and the song will be the winner. Last chance, last prize, artist, song. Here it is in reverse. Again, you think it's going to be hard. It's not. This is the easiest game that we play. And you say, sometimes it sounds better in reverse. As one person just said, that last song, it's an improvement. Here we go. Name the artist and the song. This one from the early 1980s. Name it 277-9600. You think you got it? I know. Dave is nodding that he's got it, but he didn't got it.
But he does that on everyone.
Yeah.
Because he's not allowed to answer, so he gets everyone right.
No, I got it.
So he comes across.
You knew every one of those, didn't you?
Absolutely. Brilliant. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't know. You didn't.
Oh, I do.
2779600 Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dean.
Dean, can you do it?
Is it Pat Benatar? Hit me with your best shot.
Sure is. Yeah. What would you like?
What do you got for tickets?
Let's see. I've got the Dio show at the Barber B Band on May 31st. I've got Rockville. What do you want?
I'll take Dio.
Good, done. Hold the line.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I was in college. Saw her in concert. She canceled.
Yeah.
And then she came back and gave us all T-shirts that we hit her with her best shot.
Yeah, that was very nice of her, but not as nice as Louise Mandrell.
Well, one of the nicest ladies we know.
You know, do we have a second?
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes.
Because I see a little silhouette of a man.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows.
You like that, Dave?
Really matter. That's
great. You got your horn? The Stan and Haney difference.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning,
very, very frightening me.
Galileo, 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 Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh, hey!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, bearing his life from his monstrosity.
Do you know about Rick Moranis.
Yeah, SCTV was Bob and Doug McKenzie, all that stuff.
He was a superstar with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared. You know why he disappeared?
Lupus?
Good guess. I would have gone with Lou Gehrig, but no, his wife passed away, and he had two young kids.
Well, raised him,
and he said,
"Yeah,
that's I've
He's got the
I've,
money."
He said, "I've made my money. Yep. I've had a damn good career, and I'm going to give it all
to
them."
Blame him.
And that record was the first thing that he did after years of not doing anything with entertainment.
Yeah, funny guy.
And a good guy.
Yep. All right, let's do this. This is the easiest game we got. I've got five hits. These were all hits. We're going to stick mainly to the 70s and 80s, one from 1990. These are all recognizable songs. Should be so easy. I'm going to give you a clip, but the clip of the song is going to be backwards. Your job is to identify the artist and the song. Who did it? And the name of the song. We call it reverse name that tune.
First, and it is so,
easy. It's amazing.
It sounds like it would be difficult, but it's not.
But it's not. First person to identify the artist in the song will win their choice of the following prizes. I have not seen a prize list like this in years. We got the Babaku Saw, we got Pewter Mug, we got Bam's Restaurant, we've got Carrabba's, we have Subway, we have golf at Arrowhead Golf Club, Eagle Ridge Golf Club, and Palmetto Pine Golf Club. You want to go to Rockville at the Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, May 3rd through the 4th, with Korn, Rob Zombie, Judas Priest, Shinedown, Tool,
what?
Papa Roach. It's huge. I got tickets for that. You want to go see the hologram of Dio with Jizzy Pearls, Love, Hate at the Barbara B. Mann. I got that. We're loaded.
You talking about the man on the Silver Mountain?
Yeah.
Holy Diver?
Yes, 277-9600.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones after we play the first reverse tune. Again, it's a clip. This one from the 70s. It's a no-brainer. I'm listening to these things, putting them together, and it's like it may as well be going forward because it sounds the same.
Well, we did normal name that tune, and then we did reverse, and we found that reverse, for some reason, is almost easier.
And sometimes sounds better. Name this hit from the 70s. I need the artist. I need the song. Then I'll release the phones.
I don't know why it is, man, but it's like you know it right away.
Yeah, you know that, Dave, don't you? Well, keep your mouth shut. You know what? Yeah, loose lip sync ships.
He doesn't really know.
He does. Of course he doesn't.
But he can't. He wouldn't. Even if he knew, he can't say, so he gets to take the win.
277-9600.
Damn, all right.
Damn right.
Artist and song. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, what is it?
I know it's Billy Joel. I just don't know the freaking
song. Well, then that day you don't win.
Well, you may be right.
Please.
You said it's Billy Joel.
Yeah, right. You may be right.
You might be right.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Can you do it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, John. You may be right by Billy Joel.
You may be right.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I want to party with this fraud.
Yeah, you sound like fun. What would you like, sweetheart?
What do you want, son?
Hold it. Who's making the decisions?
I'm making the decisions. You got concert tickets, you said?
I got plenty of concert tickets. What do you want? You want to go to you want to go to Rockville?
Let's go to Rockville.
All right, you're going to Rockville. Hold on. Line two.
A lot of enthusiasm there.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number two.
Wonder what it's like in her world. I bet the colors are brighter.
Oh, sure, and there's Ferris wheels, candy corn, all that stuff.
Yep. Probably doesn't know half the bad stuff we do.
Melting ice cream cones.
Yeah. Yep. But it may be melting, but you giggle about it because for some reason it's funny. Yep. Look, the ice cream's melting.
Here we go, number two.
Instead of going, you know, that's super premium ice cream. It's melting.
Yep. She didn't pay for it.
Oh, yeah. It's a different world.
Right. Number two, this one's from the 80s. This is a piece of cake. Name the artist and the song.
Immediately.
Yeah. Should be a no-brainer. 277-9600.
How we entertained ourselves in the 70s.
Yeah, just we did it with a record.
Yep, yeah. We had to do it manually there.
You never know if there was a hidden message. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Fred.
Fred, can you do it?
I can. This is Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What would you like?
Carrabba's.
You got it, buddy. $50 to Carrabba's.
Nice score.
Great. Good job. Thank you.
Hold the line, buddy, okay?
Will do.
Thank you.
You know, we played this record when it was new.
I know.
And that whole album, people were nuts for it.
Kick ass.
There was this one, then Appetite for Destruction, and then Rock ended.
Yeah, yeah. Bon Jovi, yeah. You know what? They try having a girlfriend from Jersey. Oh, God.
What, Springsteen and Jovi?
Oh, yeah. Bon Jovi, number one with her age group, and then accepts Springsteen as one of their own.
What about Piscopo? Have you brought up Piscopo?
I have not.
There's your ace.
I try to stay away from that topic.
There's your ace in the hole. Former Governor Tom Kane.
Yeah,
what about him?
What about him? Here we go.
What about a precocious Bobby Soxer by the name of Francis Albert Sinatra?
Yeah,
you heard of him?
Hoboken. This is from the 80s. Again, no brainer. Name the song. Here it is in reverse. Name the song and the artist to win a prize.
Took me a second.
Yeah, this one was a second.
Another record that was big.
Yeah. Name it, 277-9600. Artist and song, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Drew.
Drew, do you think you can do it?
Is it Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard?
It is. Yes, sir.
See, it's easy.
It is easy. What would you like, buddy?
You got Rockville still.
Rockville.
Oh, you want to go to Rockville?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got to ride up to Jacksonville?
Yes, I do.
All right. Hold on. Yeah. Let's go pop country ass. This was a huge hit in 1990.
I already know what it is.
Country ass.
I already know what it is. You don't have to play a note backwards or forward.
I know what it is.
But
that's why you're not playing the game.
Because I can name it in zero notes.
I know. That game ended. Going to play it for you in reverse. Artist, name of the song. I'll give you a little twist here, a little curve. It's a country ass. Name the song and the artist. A little country ass for you right there. Country music.
Country.
On the big K.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Country Mark Haney.
And I'm Cowboy Stan.
Yeah, Country Cowboy Stan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they call me the Country Gentleman.
How about that, folks? Huh?
let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, can you do it?
I'm going to say Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Of course.
Of course.
What would you like, buddy?
I got to go with the Dio, man. We got to check that out.
Yeah, this thing sounds really cool. Hold the line, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
I'm big on social graces.
Think I'll slip on down
to the oasis. So I got friends in low places.
You know, I like him just fine. You know the other song I like that ranks right up with that? Two Pina Coladas. I was hooked on that song.
I will admit.
One for each hand.
I got that one wrong.
What'd you think it was?
I thought it was something else.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart?
Yeah.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
You can torture me.
I don't need your rocking chair.
You can play some Barry Manilow. Or you can play some
like this version too.
Like New Kids on the Block. Or any Village People song you know. Or play Vanilla Ice. Hey, you could play them twice, and you can play the Bee Gees any day. But Mr. DJ, please, I'm begging on my knees. I just can't take no more of Billy Ray.
Me too.
Don't play that song, that achy breaky song. The most
annoying song I know.
It was everywhere.
And if you play that
didn't
song,
we even on a hit station play song, that song?
I don't think so.
I swear to God, it was everywhere. Could have been written by a moron.
It was.
I know.
But now he's back on top.
Is he?
Yeah.
Thanks to his daughter?
No. Because his name is F-E-A-T, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
The guy that does that song I was telling you about that the Texas A&M people love.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That song I played.
Yeah. All right, we got one more here. I'm going to play it for you in reverse. First person to identify the artist and the song will be the winner. Last chance, last prize. Artist, song. Here it is in reverse. Again, you think it's going to be hard. It's not. This is the easiest game that we play. And you say, sometimes it sounds better in reverse. As one person just said, that last song, it's an improvement. Here we go. Name the artist and the song. This one from the early 1980s.
Hey, buddy, from North America,
Name it, 277-9600. You think you got it?
I know.
Dave is nodding that he's got it, but he didn't got
it. But he does that on everyone.
Yeah.
Because he's not allowed to answer, so he gets everyone right.
No, I got it.
So he comes across.
You knew every one of those, didn't you?
Absolutely. Brilliant. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't know. You didn't.
Oh, I do.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dean.
Dean, can you do it?
Is it Pat Benatar? Hit me with your best shot.
Sure is. Yeah. What would you like?
What do you got for tickets?
Let's see. I've got the Dio show at the Barber B Band on May 31st. I've got Rockville. What do you want?
I'll take Dio. I'll take Dio.
Good. Done. Hold the line.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I was in college. Saw her in concert. She canceled.
Yeah.
And then she came back and gave us all T-shirts that we hit her with her best shot.
Yeah.
Her best shot.
Yeah, that was very nice of her, but not as nice as Louise Mandrell.
Well, one of the nicest ladies we know.
You know, do we have a second?
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes.
Because I see a little silhouette of a man.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows.
You like that, Dave?
Really matter.
That's great. You got your horn? The Stan and Haney difference.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning,
very, very frightening me.
Galileo, 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 Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh, hey!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, bearing his life from his monstrosity.
Nothing really matters. Anyway, the wind.
right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where? Then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you missed today's 4 o'clock safe word, sorry. Time has expired. Your next chance will be at 6 o'clock with Rob Show. Your next chance to win a thou. It's busy out there traffic-wise this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Less than 25 minutes away from the Wayback Machine as we take on the Billboard charts for this very week. Here today, we're going to take a look at the top five hits for this very week. But right now, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Where to begin? I'll tell you where. Boquilla. No, there shouldn't be. But every once in a while, you get a pickup truck or something that goes crazy. Boquilla. Crash Pond Road, Northwest, and Stringfellow Road.
Well, if you're in Boquilla, I'm jealous.
Fort Myers.
Nice place to be.
Yep. Hit and Run, Plantation Road and Crystal Drive. Another one, Fort Myers. Crash, Bass Road and Summerlin Road. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and International Drive. Also in Lee County, crash in the 2100 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Walgreens. Hey, wait a second. That's right by the radio station here in Estero.
And near Stan and Haney Boulevard?
Yeah. Sanibel. Got a crash West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, you're about to find out because Haney has today's headlines. You okay?
I'm fine. You didn't hear that.
Yeah. Oh. You did. You hit the cough button.
I did.
Yeah. Didn't hear a thing.
Yeah. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you you didn't know. My God, we're looking at a live shot of Paris. It looks like Les Mis.
Yes. I know it.
That is horrific.
It is.
Western civilization burns.
Yep.
Well, it's been burning for a while. I guess it has to take a physical manifestation at some point. If you don't know, Notre Dame is burning to the ground, and they're not doing anything to stop
it. Look at the tower, and it's all aglow.
They're going to let it burn.
I can't. The thing is like 900 years old.
I'm going to tell you right now. That's the French. If it was FDNY, it would have been out hours ago.
Yep. Frenchy just says, oh, what do I do?
Put some water. Oh, I don't like the filthy water. Let's have some champagne instead.
They call me Frenchy.
They call me filthy Frenchy. Bonjour, mother.
Yeah.
God, the French.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just surrender. Let it burn.
Every time.
Let it burn. There's nothing we can do about it. I'll tell you right now, Reichstag fire was out quicker than this.
Darn right it was.
Today's tax day.
Yeah, it is.
And they'll tell you why you ought to be concerned.
Yeah.
Have every reason. Yeah,
Dave, no worries.
Ah, he's cool.
I'm good, bro.
Everything's fine there.
A man in Indiana is suing his parents. Why?
Why?
Well, when he moved out of his parents' house, they had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to destroy his valuable collection of porn. And he wants them to pay him $86,000.
Okay, depends on how good it was.
It's a lot of hustlers.
Yeah.
Some free advice. Never fight a man with an eye patch outside of an underground strip club. And finally, a woman severely beat her husband after he didn't respond when she asked him if she was pretty. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Thank you very laughter. I'll tell you, it's an important thing. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Today is tax day, and, well, you know.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah, sure.
Got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Got a couple of concerts to go to. Got a couple of stage announcements to make.
Yeah, well, you know, work, brah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies need attention. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't done your taxes.
Top reasons you haven't done your taxes.
For some reason, TurboTax doesn't work on your Commodore 64.
Nope. There he is. There he is.
Yeah. As a committed Bernie Sanders supporter, you firmly believe the government should be paying you.
Yup. Love it.
Love it.
Well, you sit back and think about it. It's kind of crazy to give money to a government that you and your militia plan on taking over
That's
soon.
That's right.
Laugh it up.
Your accountant lost his phone privileges.
Love it.
It's nice how you respond to your own recorded stuff.
Because it's funny.
It's fun. I laugh at myself. Yeah, bro.
You and the missus way too busy working on creating some new dependents.
Yeah.
You'll respond to your own laugh.
He'll talk to himself.
Yep.
That's what intelligent people do, right?
What?
Then they like metal.
Yeah, that's what Harvard studies show.
Is it a Harvard study?
It's Harvard
that shows
studies.
That?
Yeah.
And what does it show?
It says if you listen to metal music and talk to yourself, your IQ is higher than
I
the average.
I want to see the report. I want to see the
That's why he's so brilliant.
I want to see it.
What goes on when you talk to yourself when there's nobody around?
Intelligent conversations, you know.
You don't badmouth yourself,
no,
do you?
No, no, no.
Do you sometimes have to admonish yourself?
Well, I gotta tone it, you know, just reprimand myself a few times.
What does that sound like?
You know, come on, Dave, what are you doing, bro? You know better than that, but you're gonna do it anyways, you know.
Yep. So you tell Dave you shouldn't be doing that, knowing that you'll have to deal with the consequences.
Knowing I'm gonna have to deal with the outcome.
Yep.
Yep.
And what does he say?
Go out and party, bro.
Top reasons you haven't done your taxes.
Oh, look, Junior said, Dave knows as much about taxes as I know about the Electoral College.
I'd say that's fair.
That's a fair statement.
Oh, I know my taxes, bro.
Yeah. You don't know.
That's what happened. Junior got a scholarship to the Electoral College. You want to keep your 2-decade streak of not filing alive.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, God.
You can't until you find the receipt for that donut you bought.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got a text. The source that Dave's quoting comes from The Onion.
Is that true, bro?
No, bro.
Find it for me.
Okay.
You're doing a Harvard study. Ass over there. Find it.
People that talk to themselves and listen to metal are genius level.
Harvard study show,
for
bro.
For Christ's sake. Let's go find it.
I've got it right here.
Yeah. Top reason you haven't finished your taxes. For crying out loud, you just got around to taking down the Christmas tree.
Love it.
You were permanently banned from H&R Block because you went all Biden on the staff last year.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, all Biden.
And finally, the very top reason you haven't done your taxes.
Yes.
You are a millennial, and you found out that the IRS does not award a trophy for filling out your taxes.
Yeah, bro.
You idiot.
Damn.
Is that funny? Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Is that funny?
Yeah,
when you go
stupid.
What?
When you go
yeah, dude. Yeah, what?
Leave.
Hold on, I'm
go,
I'm,
go
I'm
find
reading.
Your information. Do as I tell you.
He's Googling the Harvard study that people that talk to themselves and listen to metal are more intelligent. And that's the point.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building.
All right, email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Well, it's a Monday. A lot of love out there. What?
Yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. No, there's, well, maybe a little bit of love. This is from Todd. Guys, I know you like the blues, and I found Dyke and the Blazers so good. Let a woman be a woman. Stan will love it. Signed, Todd.
Well, I'll have to check that out,
yeah,
toddler.
Yeah, we'll look. This is from Mark, who said, guys, Dave the Waterman was on fire on Friday. Eating things is his thing. Great show on Friday. We talked to a couple of people over at the Pop Evil show.
Yeah.
They want him to keep eating stuff.
They want to see some extreme action.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Because Dave, he ate rancid yogurt.
Yeah.
And he was successfully able to deliver my dinner after the show.
Good.
However, he couldn't stay for a smoke. He had to go because he felt it coming on.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I ended up going to the house and ate 11 anti-diarrhea pills.
That's so stupid. You don't do that. That'll make it worse.
Well, it was bad, boys. It was bad for a little bit. But then by the morning, I felt good.
So that night, you spent a lot of time on the throne?
Yeah, and I'd eat like 3 or 4 anti-diarrheas and 4 more. And
eventually it closed up.
Yeah, shut down.
This is from Robert. Regards, pasta bugs. Ahoy, boys. How can two men be so retarded? Pasta bugs occur when the fresh-picked pasta is not washed thoroughly prior to processing and shipping. They can stay dormant up to 6 years after harvest.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's exactly what I was talking about.
From
yeah,
the pasta
spaghetti
tree.
Bugs. You call them pasta bugs. By the way,
yes,
recently published in the Journal of Community Psychology,
yeah,
researchers report heavy metal music can be a catalyst for improved socio-emotional functioning for bullied or marginalized youth.
Bully. Marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
Metal
music may play a protective role against mental health issues.
That way you get to take off your helmet, Dave. You don't have to wear it anymore. Calms you down, you idiot. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, first I want to tell Jane, happy anniversary, 31 years and going strong.
Oh, man, you are bunched up on holidays,
Love
Guardian.
You, babe.
Birthday and anniversary.
Guys, I like Trump's proposal about sending illegals to sanctuary states and cities. I love it. They say they have open arms and welcome
all. Yeah, how can
all.
They argue with it?
Yeah. Well, there you go. Here's 20,000.
But have you seen the response from them?
Oh, they're snapping. No, they don't want them because it puts them in their backyard.
Then why not get on board the Trump train and we'll solve this?
Correct. You guys are the best.
I really don't get it.
I don't get it either.
There is no logic to any
None.
Of this.
Bust them right in there. San Francisco, get for 20,000.
And, like, for instance, Cher. Did you see that?
Yeah, but Trump sided with her when she said American citizens should come first.
Exactly. So she spells out all this and says, while I have great compassion for immigrants, we can't take care of our own here in Los Angeles. We need to put America first. And Trump's like, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, you still hate me.
You know what it is? It's the same old syndrome. Not in my backyard.
That's the truth. Way back machine when we come back. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else.
but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news.
I can't believe they're allowing this to burn.
Yep. Notre Dame in Paris going to be burning to the ground. They'd say there's nothing going to be left. Nothing.
Now, you said they started construction in the 1100s,
yep.
And it took them 200 years to build it?
To complete it, to open it up and have it going. It was in the 1100s, it opened up in the 1300s. But you're talking 900 years.
So 200 years to build it. It's been standing for 900 years,
yep.
And it's gone now.
It's gone now.
Burning to the ground.
52 acres of lumber, ancient lumber, 900-year-old lumber, was used to build it, and everything's going to go. Everything.
We don't have another one of those.
No, we don't. Let's get you updated on traffic. It's a shame.
Western civilization is burning.
Yep. Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Wrong piece of paper. That's bothering me. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash in the 2800 block of Lee Boulevard. And then right here in Estero, Florida, hit and run. Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walgreens. And you are up to date. We do it every week here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a trip in the Wayback Machine. We go back to this very week in a particular year and find out what was on the pop charts. We're going way back this week. We'll tell you where we're going. We're going to take a look at the top five hits for this very week.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1971.
Remember, you heard it.
I sure did.
I bet you danced to it not so long ago.
Tough to remember.
Now let's live it up again.
With who?
With
Stan and Haney.
Number five.
Paul McCartney.
Wraps a doll around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day.
Fresh off the Beatles.
Lovely Linda.
Yep.
Dipping in the pocket of her ring.
What was her name? Linda Eastman Kodak?
Yep.
Just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break. Drinks another coffee and she finds...
What's this song about, Stan?
It's about him out on his farm in... I think he had a farm in Scotland. Goat farm.
So it's about goats?
And he was doing nothing. He went into seclusion with Linda and their kid.
God, I'd like to go into seclusion.
So sad.
Need to buy a farm.
So sad.
And go into seclusion.
Sometimes you feel so sad.
And then I'll produce Grammy winning music.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna happen. See, she's singing BBs in this. He covered her very well.
Yeah. Back then, auto-tune was very expensive.
Yeah.
If you've ever heard her isolated vocals.
Oh, God.
As she posts another letter to the sound.
So this is him writing what he knows.
Yeah, and about
there's nothing happening.
And how she's away, and what he wants, she wants to join him out on the farm, and they're communicating because he's split after when McCartney came out the solo album. He went on his farm, and they said he was suffering from other things. And he was in Great Depression.
Something in the heroin family.
Yeah, Great Depression. It's Paul McCartney. Another day.
Pre-wings. Life on the farm.
Yeah. Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this. He was a hit maker.
Tom and a lady
Jones,
killer.
You better believe it. Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Yeah. Spend $20 on. But she always
knows her place. She's got style. Knows she's her got place.
Yeah. She's a winner.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Talking about my little lady. And the lady is mine.
But she's never in the way. Always still doing it. To say what a blessing. I could leave her on her own. Knowing she's so him and Paul McCartney are still doing it.
Tom Jones was born to be a
she's
star.
A lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the
that's
lady
the
is
Stan
mine.
And Haney difference.
But she never asks very much, and I don't refuse her.
Nice.
Always treat her with respect. I never would abuse her.
That's good.
But she's got his heart to find, and I don't want to lose her.
What does that mean? Build a mountain from a pile of clay.
He's putting her the way he wants her.
Oh, I can take that.
She's young, so he can mold her.
Yeah.
Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me.
And that's important.
Yeah.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about me.
Little lump of clay.
Yeah. Mold her right into something special.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
But they don't listen anymore.
No, this is a different. This is what, like 46, 48 years ago.
I'm sorry, but this is what I was promised.
Yeah.
I was told this is what I got to prepare myself for.
Number four this week in 71 is Tom Jones. She's a lady.
Why is the background going, no, 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 no?
Well, they hate equal time.
Is that what it is?
Number three.
So they're just creeping in there. Yeah.
The legendary Temptations. Just my imagination. This is great stuff.
These are immortal songs.
They are.
It's day through my window. I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself,
feels like I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
To have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true.
All of these songs that we're playing today, the top five, are immortal songs. All of them.
In the world.
We heard them when they were new.
Yep.
But it was just my imagination
once again
running away with me. It was just my imagination. This couldn't be a dream or too real, you know.
Week in 1971.
Yeah, man.
Ah, look at this. Number two.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, brother? Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
Hey, Waterman, what you doing here?
Huh? Hey.
All right, all right.
What you bring?
Yeah.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey.
Don't sash your dad.
Father,
oh, please don't shoot me down. Father,
war's
not the answer.
Daddy shot him.
Yeah. I was on the air doing a show when news came over that Marvin Gaye was shot by his father.
Yep.
To bring some loving here today.
Remember, we've covered a lot of events together, you and I.
Hell yeah.
You were out in the field for one of the first mass shootings.
I was thinking
about
that.
And I was at the anchor desk checking in with our own Stan Alonik.
I was thinking about that, how I was right there. I looked. I had to cover his court stuff, too, looking that guy right in the eye.
And I was the anchor.
William Cruz.
Mean old man.
Very mean. Look him up. I had to be called out at like 3 o'clock in the morning when he was holed up at the damn shopping plaza. Then I had to go to the press, and then I had to multiple times go to its hearings where they would have him all shackled and chained.
Think about that. As it was happening, you and I were probably the first source of news. Long before the TV and all that ramped up, you and me were covering
and
it.
And he was one of the first spree killers.
Yep.
You see so much of it now, it shocked everybody back then.
Oh, it was brutal.
Look him up.
We weren't prepared to handle that.
No, we weren't.
You know why? Because people would still ask the question, who would do that?
Yep.
Nobody thinks like that. Why would somebody do that? It was true innocence lost that day.
Yep. 1987. What's going on?
And I think were you at the Chili's?
Yes, that's right where I was. I had to come. I was living in Orlando then.
Because I was at the radio station, and you were the first one on the scene.
I had got, as far as the police barricades go, they wouldn't let the reporters go any further.
How many people did he murder?
Several. I can't remember exactly. It was bad news. Sorry about that, folks. We're just reminiscing. Been through a lot.
Yeah. But I guess we're all numb to it now.
Yeah. There you go, Marvin Gaye.
An appropriate song to reminisce to.
Yeah, what's going on? Number two in the land in 1971.
Right. Now it's time for a mood change.
Yeah. What?
This was my favorite song.
Yeah, that's a great song. Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Bow, bow, bow. Was a good friend of mine.
Always had some mighty fine wine.
Well, Chuck Negron would know.
Hoyt Axton knows.
Yeah, Hoyt would know too.
Jaw to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Jaw to you and me.
If I were the king of the world.
Tell you what, when I was listening to this, never thought I'd be singing it on the radio.
No.
Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
So I guess the rumor is that AC/DC is going to tour and Brian is going to be part of the tour.
Awesome.
That's the talk going around.
Outstanding.
That's just a great feeling to know that. Stan and Haney here.
We need AC/DC.
We do.
They are the beating heart of rock.
Dave and Chuck the Freak want to let you know, or want you to tell them, what you've done to your mom over the years.
Well, what business is it of theirs?
Well, they
want. What do they want with me?
They want to award you.
They got their own show. Why are they asking me this?
They're not asking you. They're asking people that listen.
Oh, well, that's entirely different.
Yeah, of course
then. I'm sorry.
Dave
I misunderstood
and Chuck
you.
The
I
Freak
thought,
want you to let them know, not you, Haney, no. What you've done to your mom over the years that would make you the worst kid ever. Register online at 96krock.com. The worst kid will win a $500 gift card to Steven Singer Jewelers. To get your to get something for your
because
mom.
Because you're bad?
To make up for the horrible things you put her through.
Oh, your mom wins. Okay.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So your mom wins it. I was going to say, why would you reward a bad kid?
No, you're not. You're saying, Mom, I'm sorry.
Well, that's much better then.
Isn't it, though?
Makes all kinds of sense
sure
now.
Sure does.
Sure.
Yep. Dave, if you weren't an employee here, you should register because you'd take the cake.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's not his
fault. He was nothing but grief to his
parents. No, he's an accident baby.
Yeah. I mean, come on, bro. They went camping, bro.
It's not his fault.
Those of you.
He didn't just show up uninvited,
exactly.
You know.
Those of you that think, oh, there we go again. This is the one story that's true about Dave. He was an accident baby from the rest of his siblings years apart, and his parents were so dumbfounded by the birth when he left the hospital.
Didn't have a name.
He didn't have a name.
Nope.
Boy.
Boy Waterman.
Yep. That's what my birth certificate says.
I saw it with my own eyes.
They just
they
weren't prepared for it.
They didn't even give him a name.
Nope.
It was like, oh, for crying out loud.
What do we have
What have
here?
We done?
What do we call him? How about Dave?
Yeah. Whatever. Why not?
Just
because leaving the house. Do we have a name for the bouncing baby?
No.
Just, can we just take him home?
Yep.
We'll come up with a name later.
Bit of a shock.
Yeah. Turn him loose on the streets.
Yep. That's why you should get your mom something nice for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad thinking, you know what? We put a lot of effort into these other kids. We don't have much left here.
Don't have it
left.
Let me ask you this.
Gave up.
Just an honest question.
Here's the skateboard.
Yes or no? Because I know, Haney, it's an emphatic yes with me. It is a yes. Have you, in your nearly 45 years, ever gotten your mother or done something for your mother for Mother's Day?
Oh, absolutely.
I doubt that.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Come
for your
on,
driving.
Man.
I doubt it. Tell me one thing. What did you do?
I got her some earrings one year.
How old were you?
Yeah. 12. And who bought them?
My dad.
Yeah.
Now, yep. K-Rock traffic.
Enough said. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pondella Road and July Circle. And in Lehigh Acres, we have a crash. Zelda Avenue North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 15th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
You know, it doesn't happen often, but when it does and it clicks, it is a wonderful thing. When you have a brilliantly talented songwriter who meets up with a gifted performer who doesn't write, and they get together.
Magic.
Probably the greatest example of that would be Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Yep.
Elton John, he'll put the music to it, but he takes Bernie Taupin's lyrics and makes magic of them. Another one I would say that you might not think of, but that would be right up there with their styles being complementary, Jim Steinman and Meatloaf.
Sure.
And Jim Steinman has written a bunch of hit songs, most of them with Meatloaf, but with others.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Steinman wrote a song called Total Eclipse of the Heart. You may be familiar with that, by Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
And that's one of many songs that would have been a hit for Meatloaf had they not started a feud. But Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, it was originally meant to be part of a musical. Jim Steinman was putting together a musical called Nosferatu, A Vampire Love Story.
Yeah, that's the original vampire, that Nosferatu. You were into him, Dave, weren't you? The Nosferatu.
Why would you say that?
He was like
Dave,
that stuff. You
Dave
like
into that. Vampires? Yeah. Are you into vampires, bro?
No, bro.
You were never into that stuff.
I mean, as a kid, I liked,
you
know.
There you go.
Night of the Living Dead, stuff like that.
I liked watching when, years ago, what cable would do is they'd just give you channels from Tampa and Miami. And on channel 44, WTOG out of Tampa, they'd play Dr. Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
With the creature feature.
Yeah.
And I especially enjoyed him in his later years when he lost interest in it and just kind of half-assed it.
Yeah.
Found it highly entertaining.
Yeah.
When's our next holiday, Stan?
Sunday.
Easter.
Easter is the 21st, I believe.
Now, that's a biggie. That'll probably be with us forever. But, you know, we've had holidays, and after a while, they just disappear. There was once a large American federal holiday that has totally disappeared. Nobody knows about it. Nobody celebrates it. It was called the 8th. It commemorated the final battle of the War of 1812 on January 8th, 1815. It was a federal holiday. Everybody celebrated on January 8th. When did it stop?
When?
During the war between the states.
Right. And that's what it should be called. There was nothing civil about it.
And after the war, nobody really wanted to bring it back up. 1812, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we're up to 1861 now.
Yep. So it faded away during the Civil War, and man, nobody knows now. But used to be a federal holiday.
Had no idea.
Banks could design money to look however they wanted it to look.
Oh, that's true.
Until 1861, when the Treasury stepped in and standardized everything. Prior to 1861, it was common to see different types of money. And one of the most common, they'd put out special with pictures of Santa.
Yeah. Federalized it because of all the counterfeiting going on. Anybody could go and counterfeit a bill and say that this is what it is, and it was rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go and standardize it.
Oh, I got to tell you something about Dave.
Him?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you should be proud of him.
I'll be the judge of that.
He is being recruited by a certain federal agency that has three letters, yes. Starts with a C, mm-hmm. Ends with an A.
Yes, I am.
Recruited they or want, investigated?
He's being recruited. Being they recruited. Want him to come work for him.
Bad.
Then go. I want you to go. Congratulations, go. I want you to right now call him up on the phone. We'll do it right here.
Stan. He does not
we'll
believe
right
you.
Here,
tell him what's happening.
We'll call him. You're in.
Stan.
Go.
I'm getting constant pop-ups on my phone for recruitment for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Then accept it. Even if it's a complete fake, accept it.
It's not, have you hit accept?
Not yet.
But you're waiting for it to pop up again?
I'm going to wait for another pop-up, and then it's time to go on ahead and join up. Sorry, Stan, you're just jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. It'll be a happy day for me. Well, congratulations.
This next story is...
Well, this is part of my front, man.
Whatever.
This is... this next story will affect people like Dave, who tend to pay attention to pop-ups and things like that, and believe that they're being recruited by the CIA.
Oh, let them follow it. Follow your dream, buddy.
Now, everybody knows that today is tax day. But there's more to it than that.
What?
A study has found that today is also the top day for robocalls for the entire year. A lot of scams revolving around taxes.
How would you like to join the CIA?
Click.
Oh, God.
The study looked at more than 1 billion phone calls from last year and found Tax Day had the most scam robocalls. Believe it or not, 43% of all Americans received at least one robocall on April 15th last year. 43% of everybody. Scammers like today because everybody's on edge and nobody's ever really sure if their taxes are done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the back of your mind, you're pretty much convinced they're out to get you.
Of course.
And scammers take advantage of that. So today, the scammers believe that we're slightly more susceptible to someone posing as the IRS requesting some personal information. Well, it's tax day. I effed up. I better give them my bank number.
Yep. Social Security number. Name of your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to make them happy. Get them off my back.
Yep. Unfortunately, the 15th is not the only day affected. They say that this month is the worst month for robocalls in general. They just blanket the whole month of trying to trick people into giving up their info.
Jeez. Well, CIA?
Damn right.
Yep. It's tax day. CIA is calling. I got to do what I got to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pop-up ads, huh?
Yeah.
What are you looking at that the CIA has targeted for recruitment? What kind of websites do they pop up on?
That's on one of my secret phone lines.
Yeah.
Secret phone lines?
Secret phone lines.
Yeah. Okay.
The only way it works is when he's near Wi-Fi.
So you're looking at secret phone lines that you can only get through Wi-Fi.
Right.
And so because you're smart enough to do that, the CIA says, I like the cut of this man's jib.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring him on board.
I'd rather have
him on our side.
Wait, are you texting me while you're sitting here? Because I swear to God, you just sent this text.
What'd I say?
If someone wants my identity, they can have it. My credit score can't get any worse than it already is, and I owe taxes anyway.
See, Stan, the CIA teaches you how to send texts telepathically.
Have you checked your credit score lately?
No.
I wonder if it's gone up.
Well, what happened with that credit card that you had?
He won't talk about it. He ruined it.
Did you use it?
Oh, he used it.
What was your limit?
Was it
$400?
Was it 400? Yeah, 400 bucks.
How much did you put on it?
Probably 400 bucks.
Told you, and he never paid off any of it.
Oh, you know.
That's what ruined you.
What did you get with that 400 bucks that destroyed your credit?
No, I don't know, man.
Smokes?
Food?
Yeah, some Natty Light.
Dog food.
So you didn't, like, go out and get something worth 400 bucks and say, at least I'll have something to show for it.
No, man. I was like, I just need food, bro. Hungry.
Yeah. Likes to wave that card around.
Wow. It's part of my cover, yeah. Stan.
Don't use that as an excuse.
I'm just saying.
You ruined your credit card, buddy. That Haney tried to get started for you.
It was a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens when I try to help.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea, and I should have known it. But I didn't. No. I believed in you.
I didn't know it either, man. You know, it just happened.
And you promised me you were going to do good with that.
I tried doing good, man. I tried.
You really didn't try, or it would be doing good.
I made payments, bro.
How many?
like 7 or 8.
Of like $10?
Yeah, five. You know, yeah, 29.99%.
That's what it was. It was like a loan shark rate.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Just to go and establish credit so that you could go and raise your credit score.
So that you'd be recognized as a human being.
Yeah. Well,
I can't.
I mean, there are teens with better credit.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd. At the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including 2 GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What a buffoon.
He's not a buffoon. He's CIA, man.
Oh, get off of that.
You think you could bring me in?
You got to wait for your text on your phone.
Well, it's pop-up ad.
Yeah, it's pop-up ad, Stan. Yeah,
and so what do I do? Just Google secret phone lines?
Yeah, because you know me, man. I got 7 phones, you know, 7 phone lines.
How many of them work?
All 7.
If you're
in
near
range of Wi-Fi.
Okay. Now,
I can't take this. I can't.
Well, as Bryant Gumbel would say, then
let's move on.
There's a guy in Indiana. He's only identified as Charlie. Okay. Cal, we could call him Dave.
Yeah.
Back in October of 2016, Charlie got divorced and moved back in with his mommy and daddy in Grand Haven, Michigan. He moved out of his parents' house in August of 2017 after law enforcement had to come to mom and dad's over a domestic incident involving him. And he headed off to Indiana. A few months later, his parents drove to Indiana to drop off all his crap.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlie noticed one crucial thing was missing. His massive pornography collection. He says he's missing 12 large boxes full of movies and 2 boxes of high quality adult toys.
Yeah, the hard to get stuff.
When he confronted his parents about this, they informed him they'd destroyed the items.
Yeah.
Daddy told him in an email he did it, quote, for your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same if I'd found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It turns out Charlie has a long history with pornography.
Yeah, once you're hooked.
Matter of fact, Charlie was kicked out of both high school and college for selling porn to students.
It sounds so much like Dave.
So now,
that's why he got kicked to night school.
Charlie is left with very few choices, and he's done the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He is suing his own parents for $86,000 because he says his pornographic items were rare and valuable. Maybe like a Ginger Lynn rookie card. He also tried to press criminal charges, but the prosecutors laughed at him. You know, they say you should never blame the victim.
That's right.
But if you go to an underground strip club and pick a fight with a man wearing an eye patch, you should know things are not going to turn out well.
Nope. You got to think things to their logical conclusion. I've always said this.
A man in Memphis, Tennessee, went to an off-the-grid adult club on Tuesday night.
Right on.
How far off the grid?
How far off the grid?
It's so far off the grid, it doesn't have a name.
Oh, right on, huh, Dave? Yeah, about that.
Damn right. Yeah.
Stoop.
While he was there, he got into an argument with 44-year-old Gregory Graham, who wears an eye patch.
Yep.
Well, they battled, and Gregory wound up whacking the guy over the head 10 times with a bottle of vodka. Must have been quality stuff, 10 times.
Yeah, man.
The guy ended up with cuts on his head, and Gregory was charged with aggravated assault. The cops have one hell of an investigation because, you know, you got an adult club that doesn't even have a name, right. A guy wearing an eye patch, a lot to look into.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, relationships, especially marriage, just full of traps. Full of traps.
Yep. Big old bear traps.
Like, does this outfit make me look fat? Oh, be honest.
Yeah. You can't win on that. That's like being in the jungle, digging a hole and covering it up with a bunch of sticks and grass. You're going to fall in.
Dave, if the woman that you are with ever asks you, am I pretty? What is the answer?
Well, you should say, sure, babe. Yeah, you're pretty.
Indeed.
Good answer, Dave.
You should.
Yeah, who's debating that?
20-year-old Lizeth.
Huh?
20-year-old Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez.
Okay.
Of Laredo, Texas, was driving in the car Tuesday night with her husband. She asked her husband if she looked pretty.
See, that question should never even be asked by her.
What did he say?
What did he say?
He didn't respond.
Well, he probably froze.
Now, the husband suggests that it was simply because he didn't hear her. What we do know is that it doesn't matter what his reason was. What we do know is she immediately went into a feral rage.
Full history.
She brutally beat him as they drove home. And it didn't stop once they arrived home. She continued to physically assault her husband. Husband might have been relieved when a relative stepped in to try to separate them, but Lizeth attacked them as well.
Wow.
She was arrested for 2 counts of assault.
Good.
Because she wants to know if she's pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The twins, they creeped up in that cavity, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was like you jumped into cold water. And that's the news for today, Monday, April 15th.
MMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
Mark, thank you. This coming in, breaking news, the Notre Dame's main structure and two iconic towers, not all of them, have been saved.
No, we saw it. They haven't.
No, they haven't. It's a mess out there.
We watched them burn. Yeah,
that's putting a positive spin on it. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
There's a couple of toothpicks standing, but
we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he's going to have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic. One thing on the board, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, Metro Parkway, and Crystal Drive. And you are up to date.
When the band was hot, and now we're gonna give it one more shot. We're getting old, we must be crazy.
Yeah.
We're putting on the makeup again. It covers up a bunch of wrinkled skin. You bring the bread, we'll make the gravy. You keep on spending, we'll keep on singing.
Would you like to see my liver spots?
Can you drive us home if we get sleepy? If the shirts keep on selling, we'll keep on yelling.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
I had a good day. I went shopping today. I had to buy a belt because my pants... Here's the problem. You know when you get fat and your pants get tight. And then you get fatter because it's not like, oh, well, stop eating. And then... And then all your pants hurt. Like, every pair of pants hurts. And then you eat even more because you're like, screw it now, man, and you just get depressed. But here's what happens. If you get fat enough, your belly starts to push out, and your pants won't even hang in the normal place. And then they get down to your pelvis, and then they feel loose, and you're like, hey, losing weight, all right, I'm coming down. I guess I ate my way through to the other side. I've gotten look at this. This is ridiculous. The crazy part is that my belly hits my pelvis at a right angle. It just goes right in. Like when I'm in the shower and I'm scrubbing, when I get down there, I gotta cut in like this. I actually have to scrub, or else that gets filthy down there. It's like it's like a theater seat. I find pennies and receipts and stuff. Yeah. And the worst part is I'm 39, so it's not like I'm gonna get better. This is it or a lot worse for the rest of my life. It's not like I'm gonna be all ripped when I'm 48. It's over.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon
with this. Laughter, I'll tell you, is an important thing. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Today is tax day, and, well, you know.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah. Sure.
Got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Got a couple of concerts to go to. Got a couple of stage announcements to make.
Yeah, well, you know, work, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ladies need attention. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't done your taxes.
Top reasons you haven't done your taxes.
For some reason, TurboTax doesn't work on your Commodore 64.
Nope. There he is. There he is.
Yeah. As a committed Bernie Sanders supporter, you firmly believe the government should be paying you.
Yup. Love it.
Love it.
Well, you sit back and think about it. It's kind of crazy to give money to a government that you and your militia plan on taking over
That's
soon.
That's right.
Laugh it up.
Your accountant lost his phone privileges.
Love it.
It's nice how you respond to your own recorded stuff.
Because it's funny.
It's fun. I laugh at myself.
Yeah, bro.
You and the missus way too busy working on creating some new dependents.
Yeah.
You will respond to your own laugh.
He'll talk to himself.
Yep.
That's what intelligent people do.
What?
Then they like metal.
Yeah, that's what Harvard studies show.
Is it a Harvard study?
It's Harvard
shows
studies.
And what does it show?
It says if you listen to metal music and talk to yourself, your IQ is higher than
the
average
human. I want to see the report. I want to see
That's why he's so brilliant.
I want to see it.
What goes on when you talk to yourself when there's nobody around?
Intelligent conversations, you know.
You don't badmouth yourself,
no,
do you?
No, no, no.
Do you sometimes have to admonish yourself?
Well, I got to tone it. You know, just reprimand myself a few times.
What does that sound like?
You know, come on, Dave, what are you doing, bro? You know better than that, but you're going to do it anyways, you know?
Yep. So you
like
tell
that.
Dave you shouldn't be doing that,
right,
knowing that you'll have to deal with the consequences.
Knowing I'm going to have to deal with the outcome.
Jeez. Yep.
Yep.
And what does he say?
Go out and party, bro.
Top reasons you haven't done your taxes.
Oh, look, Junior said, Dave knows as much about taxes as I know about the Electoral College.
I'd say that's fair.
That's a fair statement.
Oh, I know my taxes, bro.
Yeah. You don't know.
That's what happened. Junior got a scholarship to the Electoral College. You want to keep your 2-decade streak of not filing alive.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, God.
You can't until you find the receipt for that donut you bought.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got a text. The source that Dave's quoting comes from The Onion.
Is that true, bro?
No, bro.
Find it for me.
Okay.
All you're doing
it's a
is
Harvard
sitting on
study.
Your ass over there. Find it.
People that talk to themselves and listen to metal are genius level.
Harvard study show,
for
bro.
For Christ's sake. Go find it.
I've got it right here.
Yeah. Top reason you haven't finished your taxes. For crying out loud, you just got around to taking down the Christmas tree.
Love it.
You were permanently banned from H&R Block because you went all Biden on the staff last year.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, all Biden.
And finally, the very top reason you haven't done your taxes.
Yes.
You are a millennial, and you found out that the IRS does not award a trophy for filling out your taxes.
Damn!
Is that funny? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Is that funny when you go
stoop?
What?
When you go?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What?
Leave.
Hold on,
He's
Googling the Harvard study that people that talk to themselves and listen to metal are more intelligent. And that's the point.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.